It's 1 Corinthians 12. I'm beginning with verse 4, but I'm actually going to read through verse 26. And you can find that on New Testament page 174. This is a section on spiritual gifts. Now, there are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are a variety of services, but the same Lord. And there are a variety of activities, but the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given the Spirit of utterance of wisdom. To another, the utterance of knowledge, according to the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, the gift of healing by the one Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, the discernment of spirits. To another, various kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are activities by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit is chosen. For just as the body is one and has many parts, all of the members of the body, though many, are one body. So it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jew or Greek, slave or free. We were made to drink of the one Spirit. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but many. If the foot were to say, "Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body," that would make it no less part of the body. And if the ear were to say, "Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would be the sense of smell? But as it is, God arranges the members in the body, each one of them he has chosen. If we were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many members, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, "I have no need of you." Nor, again, the head to the feet, "I have no need of you." On the contrary, the members of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And those members of the body that we think less honorable, we clothe with greater honor. And our less respectable members are treated with great respect. Whereas our more respectable members do not need this. But God has so arranged the body, giving the greater honor to the inferior member. And that there may be no dissension within the body, but the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.